Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Fucking cares. The attitude.
It's more that you picked Motley Crue.
What?
It's more that the Motley Crue.
I love Motley Crue.
No, I'm not saying they're not good. I just don't think anyone knows the words besides you.
What? Nobody
in
knows
here.
This song.
I know the chorus.
I know this fucking song. It's a big song.
It makes me think of Hot Tub Time Machine.
Is that framed up? Does it look okay to the people that are, they're getting it? I don't care that it looks like shit to us. Don't worry that it looks like absolute garbage to us. But by the way, Shannon's attitude today is through the roof.
Insolent.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on with Shannon. She literally walked by me before. It wasn't even a joke. There wasn't a bit. She literally goes, move.
That's not true. I said, can you move? I said, can you move?
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah, that's worse.
There's more words to be a bitch that you could have thought to not use.
You have no idea what has been going on here this morning. And you come in and stand right in the center of all the commotion.
It doesn't matter.
On your phone.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Like he owns the place?
It doesn't matter. I will do what I want. I will fucking unplug your computer right now and make you reset it all up. You think I fucking won't?
I believe.
You think I fucking
won't?
You
can do it.
What a softie.
Shannon's off the show. She's not happy with us anymore.
Can you move?
It's worse than move.
Yeah, insinuates that you can't move.
You did this on purpose. That's like when someone,
it's
can I go to the bathroom?
Like,
can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the equivalent.
Can you move? Like I'm
that's
like,
how girls talk when
hey,
very
big
familiar.
Dumb idiot, can you get the fuck out of my way?
Can you do anything?
It's Shannon
even
time.
Move?
This is your fault for being so nice to your staff that they take liberties.
That's
100%
true.
On you.
Stop taking liberty.
It's time to fire someone now.
You know what? We
today's the day.
Today. We do got to fire somebody today.
Fire someone today.
You know what?
Make an example of someone.
That's it. We're going to fucking fire someone.
Head
everyone's
on the chopping
fighting
block.
For their jobs. Everyone in this fucking place. These cocksuckers out here, they're not even listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
You don't even want to be here.
They
you
won't
don't
even make
be
eye
here.
Contact.
Fuck you, Ben. Fuck you, dude, that I don't know your name.
Fuck you guys from Queens of the Stone Age.
Whatever your fucking name is, dude. Go back to fucking being a fucking hipstery fucking Brooklyn dickhead. I hate your glasses.
How is he not the one that has to get
fuck
coffee?
You.
Yeah.
I hate them all. Harrington, get in here.
Just fire Harrington again immediately.
Why is he here? Wasn't he fired years ago?
I don't know why he's here today.
You're so soft on people.
Come on, Harrington, get in here. Come over here. We've only talked about your arrest in the world of Believe You Me. We haven't. Has the news broken in the other worlds?
What other worlds?
The other podcast.
The
that
Gomez
we're a part
Cinematic
of.
Universe.
The GCU.
The GCU. I didn't know that there was crossover. So ridiculous. The Gomez Cinematic Universe.
Can I please have that? It's fucking boiling hot in here.
Lewis just shows up with an eye patch at the end of podcast.
You've been chosen.
You've been chosen.
A new initiative.
We have a great show planned today. We only have an hour today because we had to do a tape. Damon John from fucking Shark Tank is
that's
coming
a get,
in next.
Man.
Cool.
Yeah, so I want to meet him, which is pretty fucking cool. He's doing an SDR show. Look, a lot of things are going on. We got a lot to talk about. It's probably going to be two topics on today's show, okay? Mm-hmm. One, the very lovely Karen Margolis is here. And Karen, good to see you. We have to be honest. I told this before the show started. I was like, everyone here has a crush on you.
Oh, sweet.
All the employees, all of the fucking staff.
Oh, cuties.
Yeah. Fucking Karen's a smoke show. She's an under the radar smoke show. Nobody talks about how hot Karen is.
Always calls me under the radar.
No
I,
one talks about how hot Karen is. I'm the only one
you know,
out here.
Fun compliment.
Most people are like, that girl, no one talks whatever.
About that's the can you move of compliments. You cunt.
I don't even know where to fucking go with this. Can you move?
Can you move? Can you move? You can do it in so many different.
She doesn't like me anymore. That's fine. It's fine. She doesn't like me personally, and I read that vibe. It's the Shani? Relationship. Yeah, Shannon.
Not everyone's gonna like you.
The relationship is it's
gone sour.
It's on the way out. So we're gonna figure that out. Okay, we're gonna figure out why me and Shannon can't be friends anymore, and
it's
why
because we started sleeping together.
Shannon, we make love, okay? And the fact is, you're right. You said that the first time we fucked, right before I put my dick in without a condom on, you said, hey, this is going to change everything.
Yeah, and I warned
I went,
you.
Anyway, it made me so hard when she said that.
Can you fucking move or can you not?
No. That's what I say to her when she's on top of me. Like, can you move? Fucking lazy bitch.
Go on top sometimes. God damn it.
Every time we have sex, I finish on top. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I like the I finish on top. Really? It's not, yes. It's like, it doesn't matter. There's two pumps, but I finish on top.
I finish on top.
My turn. Toot, toot.
Yeah.
Look, we're going to get into all of this today. Karen Margolis is here.
Hi.
Jared Fried is here.
Great to be here.
Very to have you guys both. Both of you guys are fucking beautiful. This is the best looking, I think, pairing of comedians that we've ever had on the Real Ass podcast.
Harrington really brought our frame down even more.
I know. Our frame originally was disgusting. I mean, me and Zach, I mean, we're not that attractive. That's the truth. Okay. I'm way more attractive than Zach. So I like this is why I keep Zach around. He's like my fat friend.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good relationship.
You look good.
Yeah, I look fucking great when I'm in frame with him. Uh-huh. You know? And then as soon as I'm
I look so funny. It's smart.
We
bring what universe. We bring to the table, okay? And that's fine, okay? Yeah. We complement each other very, very well.
Uh-huh.
Mike Harrington, doggy, I don't want to spend too much time dwelling on it. Dwindling?
Dwelling.
Dwindling is the wrong word. That's fine. Shannon, you're done. Don't laugh at the way that I speak. I haven't podcasted in a fucking week. I'm a little bit out of practice. Let's see you podcast after a week, Shannon. Like Beckham did the thingy ding. Fuck off. I hate you. Your show's off the network too. Not only is she off my show, but her show is now going to have to be on Riotcast. Have fun with that fucking lifestyle.
A lot of movement in the GCU.
Go to Stand Up New York Labs.
A lot of changes today. This is, never saw it coming. We thought this was a SmackDown. It's a Raw.
Dude, Disney bought the rights to the GCU.
It's crazy. Disney, it's you're nuts. Getting into weird businesses. Boy, Disney Plus needed some programming.
Yeah, it really did.
Sony took back Shannon.
It's just the show Harrington on Disney Plus. What happened real quick? Because we talked about this on Believe You Me, but in the world of Real Ass Podcast, nobody knows what the fuck happened to you. You were arrested last week.
Yeah.
How old are you?
31.
For what?
He's lying, by the way. He also just lied.
Why?
That was a lie. I've always assumed he was lying about his age because he looks. It's sad because it's sad that he's even 31 and doing this job.
Okay.
But the fact that he's 44 or whatever the fuck he is, it's a depressing fucking fact. So continue. You're 31. I know. You're way younger than me, Harrington. Go ahead.
He asked me a question. I answered it. There's no continuing.
Well, okay.
What happened?
So what'd you do?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, well, I went to JFK. I had my bags made. I was ready to travel. I was going down to South Carolina for my dad's birthday. And...
Oh, wait, pause. Can we guess? Knife in the bag.
Close.
It wasn't weed.
Giant dildo.
Wasn't giant weed dildo. In the bag.
Is that just me?
It wasn't weed. If it was weed, it would be, at the very least, you go, all right, he's going to use that weed at one point.
This is weed, you don't get caught. Like, we're done with that.
This is the best thing.
Okay.
A gun?
Brass knuckles.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Brass knuckles?
Oh, what an idiot.
He had brass knuckles
it's
in
real
his bag.
Fucking dumb. Yeah.
And you can get arrested for that?
That's what I said.
Well, they're like super, super illegal, aren't they?
Yeah, they're illegal.
Brass
I think in almost every
you.
State. It's a
brass knuckles are illegal.
Yeah.
They're illegal.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought they were heavily frowned upon.
Yeah, they're like low-key, high-key illegal.
You thought you get a ticket?
They're the disappointment of the weapons community?
It's just such a fucking, like, if Harrington would never in a million years, if Harrington was being attacked by somebody, he would never take up brass knuckles and punch somebody with them. It's such a, he doesn't, there's no reason for him to ever have brass knuckles in his life.
First
he wouldn't.
Of all,
and stop, he's going to tell a story now about how he used them once on a guy. God. Have you ever used brass knuckles?
I've never used brass knuckles. Never once. Shit. I did.
This is the problem with having all your possessions in your one
this
bag.
This is true.
Thank
That's
you.
That's a good point.
What a nailed attack.
Yeah.
They're so distinctly shaped. You can't even be like, it's something else.
Yeah. What a horrible phone call to dad. First, happy birthday. Second,
I own brass knuckles.
I have brass knuckles. And third, I'm in jail. I need a little help getting out.
So they
did they imprison you in JFK?
They made him punch himself with the brass knuckles. that should be the only punishment. Is you have to punch yourself in the face five times with the brass
it's
knuckles.
It's like making someone smoke the
Enjoy
whole pack.
Your flight.
You'll never want it.
Yeah, I just
so happened.
It was one of those things. I just kept arguing like I need to make this flight, and they kept telling me like, yeah, maybe we'll see what happens, and you know, just I guess like they. So TSA detained me without anybody, like, nobody put their hands on me. They just asked me to sit down, mm-hmm. and I had to wait for Port Authority PD to show up.
They talked to you like a dog. They're like, sit. Stand up.
I sat down. I got, like, the little bit of work done that I could because I knew I had, like, 10 minutes, and this was probably going to be an all-day affair. Mm-hmm. I got the Believe You Me notes done, got those sent in. I texted my mom, told her, hey, I might have to talk to the police here for a second. Oh, shit, I'm under arrest. Just letting you know, I'm not going to make this flight, so don't come to the airport. I'll let you know what happens as soon as I can.
Do they take away your phone right away?
No, yeah. They took
that's
away
probably
when the cops
part
came.
To me.
When the cops came. Yeah, they don't give you any fucking freedom with that.
Mm. Yeah, that's, I mean, what do you do now? Mm. You got hours of just sitting there staring.
I know, that's the problem.
That's the worst part.
It's got to be in your head thinking about what you did wrong.
Exactly. You can't even play like a word
game. It's like
game.
When your mom makes you go to your room and think about what you did wrong for the day. That's awful. What jail is currently, because all you have is those thoughts. Everything you could have done differently, which for Harrington, I mean, it was simply just not buying brass knuckles ever.
So you know he definitely showed them off to some girl, like, but pretended to, like, move shit and be like, oh, these are just my brass knuckles.
Have those brass knuckles ever gotten you brass knuckle pussy, ever?
There's such a thing as brass knuckle pussy?
Somebody
really sounds like a
it.
Racial slur.
Why? Just because Lewis is Puerto Rican? That's Whoa. Exactly why I said it.
That is pretty racist. So the end result is you end up getting arrested, put into a cell, central bookings, the whole nine.
Yeah, so they put me in the cell in JFK. Thankfully, I didn't like sleep the night before because I was like going to sleep on the plane. So I just got to like, I basically just slept it off for like 3 or 4 hours till they were like, all right, time to go to central bookings. Thankfully, it went pretty quickly into central bookings, and I got into the pen where you can make phone calls. And at that point, it's like, yeah, I'm in the home stretch now. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. And then who'd you call?
I called a couple of buddies. I only have 3 phone numbers memorized.
Was
outside
one of them
of my parents.
Irish Joey O'Neill?
No. So I called
Irish Joey O'Neill, who's a fan of the show, cool guy, also a fellow podcaster. I play Fortnite with him all the time. He's the one who told me. He hit me up like, dude, are you in the loop about Harrington? And literally, this is why I want you to know this. I got bummed out. He was like, did you hear about Harrington? And I just got a similar text about Dave Kimowitz.
Right, oh, shit. Right.
Did you hear about Dave Kimowitz? And my first thought was like, dude, Harrington is fucking dead. And I really mean this, dude. I got a little sad.
Aww.
Slightly. Wow. I wasn't crying. I wasn't losing sleep over it. I might have even been a little bit sad because I knew that we weren't going to have show notes for Believe You Me. I don't know exactly where the sadness came from.
They were already in your inbox.
I didn't know that. I don't check your emails until the very, very last minute.
I hate you so much.
So, yeah, I thought you were dead. And I was like, fuck, he's dead. And he was like, oh, he was arrested. And I was like, oh, what a fucking fool. And then I was like, all right, well, is he in big trouble? Because when you get brass knuckles, I have no idea. That could come with a 20-year... minimum penalty.
What?
I have no idea. Here's what I'm saying.
None of us know the laws.
It's like Plaxico-Burris at that point. You're like, oh, you know, you got to go to jail for that?
I have no idea. Are you going to jail?
It could be attempted fucking hijacking.
Yeah, on a plane. I have no idea what the rules are of the fucking
sky. Plane laws are terrifying.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you don't know.
So when that happened.
Everything's a felony.
Until I spoke to him, I was like, the Harrington could be in jail for 20 years, or this could be a ticket.
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue.
I mean, you can't say bomb on a plane.
Yeah.
So, like, there's definitely restrictions that we don't know.
Can't talk about Lewis's sets.
You did well this whole weekend.
You're very funny, man. That
wrote a couple new bits. Feeling pretty good about them, Zach. Thanks. Appreciate it. You fucking cocksucker. You can go.
Okay.
Well, we're happy you're free.
Thanks, man.
Is it over?
Yeah.
It's over. You gotta go for it.
No, I got a disorderly conduct.
Yeah, with a adjournment with contemplation of dismissal is going to be.
How much money did that run you?
$260.
260.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No flight and no birthday.
Yeah. Completely missed that.
What did your dad say?
You're going to be on a, like a, you're going to be on some sort of list now. You're going to get fucked every time.
Really?
Nope. No list?
No.
Come on.
No list.
It's good Harrington, to be white.
I promise you, every time you fly, they're taking you aside and checking everything you have.
You're not getting I TSA pre. I mean, that's enough of a list for me. I mean, if I was kicked off a TSA pre, I wouldn't fly again.
So, Jared would kill himself.
Yeah, I would literally be like on the, like the worst place of my life if that was the case. So.
Yeah, you. Well, good for you. I'm glad you're alive, and that's that.
He's thanks,
not,
man.
He's not going to jail forever. All right, well, goodbye. All right. I'm just more annoyed about the framing of this shot than you, to be honest with you. I think we get back to the regular fucking framing. If Shannon cared anymore, she would have framed this shit. Fucking. You saw the way it was framed? It was like, we have all this headspace above us, and then you go to them, and they're all framed. It's just fucking bizarre. It's bizarre. I don't know.
I sent Shannon a filter for us. Before. Yes. I was just like,
she left room for all the funny ideas none of us had.
Shannon, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Thanks, Karen. You're welcome.
Okay, good. You could produce Karen's new podcast.
Speaking of which.
The Margolis
I want to talk to you later.
We'll talk later. Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Listen, this is very old school ways of doing things at Gas Digital. You want to get a show on Gas Digital.
Go through the proper channels.
You gotta
on air ask. I don't know about
you
that.
Something. Let me tell you something. You're gonna be doing some shit.
Okay, I have like a really good pitch for you.
Actually,
you have to sit and stare blankly at a computer in this window for 3 years, and then have a show.
No, it's like the '40s here. It's like you're gonna have to probably fillet 2 or 3 producers.
Really, it's like short skirt vibes all the way.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
That's how Shannon got her job here. Sort of. Blowing young producers. We're done. It's okay. I mean, this is Shannon's last show. Farewell, Shannon.
Do you ever fuck the staff?
Yeah, Shannon all the time.
Really?
I mean, just me and Shannon.
Though. Okay.
No, I don't fuck the staff. Are you crazy?
I don't know.
The out staff. Of their time, hopes, dreams.
I love
yes.
calling the staff. Like this is.
Have you seen
like this? This is a Dave and Buster's.
There's a chance I get staff infection the coin from half operator. Of the
they make minimum wage at Dave and Buster's. And they feed them.
Yeah.
All the coffee you can drink, no sugar.
We don't have sugar?
I'm drinking a black.
Why are we only at one?
No sweet and low.
I leave for a week and the whole place falls apart.
We did have tiny non-dairy creamers for a second.
Yeah, and they brought
for a
in.
For a second. And then everyone drank them.
They went to Starbucks and got a cup of cream. That's what's in there now is a cup of creamer from Starbucks. This place is falling apart. It's
you
a goddamn
nightmare. You leave for 1 week.
I leave for 1 week and this is what fucking happens. I'm done.
Maybe if you dick the staff down a little better.
I should fuck them better. You're right.
Put the effort in.
My problem is I just, it's like a race to see how quickly I can come.
Okay. Oh, really?
This is the
second
problem.
It gets on top.
This is the one second. It's like pop, 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 pop.
That's perfect.
Wee, 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 wee.
Exactly. So, all right.
So New York.
Karen, we weren't even going to talk about this today.
Okay.
But you brought this up outside. How did this even come up?
I couldn't
up?
Help it. How I don't did know. It you guys up? Were talking about something perverse.
That's not true.
I walked into a
oh, that's right. Yeah, I said something and you were like, you're not even perverted.
Oh, you were like, I sent a really dirty text and I was like, no, it's not. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
What's that dirty? Nothing's that dirty.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about how sometimes I will text the wrong person, like if they have the same name.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a chick that I was fucking around with that had the same name of my boss at SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally texted my boss like some rancid shit. Just like, yeah, nice. I want you to fucking, you know, suck my cock or I'm going to shove my dick in your poop shooter, whatever, things I say to these women.
Oh my
women,
God, so
right?
hot.
And then,
poop shooter.
Yeah, and then she texts me back like, what the fuck? You can also just pretend to do that. You can text filthy shit to people you're not supposed
and
to.
Go,
like,
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
My bad.
Yeah, but then you got off on sending it.
Exactly. And you get to jerk off to the thought of them seeing those fucking thoughts.
Mm. And it's kind of like a icebreaker a little bit. Like, I think maybe, you know, like, it's yes, like, yeah. maybe, then they're like, I never thought of them that way.
It's true. And then they start, they're fucking brainwaves start connecting with their vagina juices.
Well,
boom.
We've then given this advice actually on the podcast.
Specifically
similar. It's like a little cousin of this is where a girl will be like, my boyfriend never goes down on me.
Mm.
And then I, you know, the advice that we've given is like, when you do is like, you spend the night with your boyfriend and the next day you're at work and you text him that you had a dream that night
and that you have to go into specifics about the dream about him going down on you. Mm. Yeah. And how it's all you keep thinking about today. And it's like a motivator that to like the, you know, guys have their ego.
That's a smart, yeah, it's smart.
Because we're like, oh, I'm going to outdo the dream version of me.
Right.
And all she has to say is like, I am so fucking wet at work right now thinking about the dream of you going down on me. Make it about the guy. So you prop him up as this like, you know, right. super to
do. You can do that with almost anything, though.
You can do it with anything.
Tell your chick, like, dude, I had a dream that you let me cheat on you.
Well, this is kind of what
I was able to fuck another chick, and you didn't even care. This dream was so awesome.
It was so hot.
So hot thinking about this.
And you were like, just like not there. Yeah. It was just so much. I mean, like, I can't believe how not there you were. Yeah, yeah, but it ended up working. Like, this girl was like, couldn't have thanked me enough, but. It's that version of like get the wheels turning in this weird world.
You start planting the seeds, exactly. And you get them a little bit. I completely get that. That's great advice.
It's good. It worked for her. So listen
Karen,
to the
Karen chimed in. She was like, "You're not perverted. I pegged a guy." Mm-hmm. I was like, "What?
How does that make you more perverted versus like?" What you text is pretty pervert. Like,
I'm perverted as fuck. You're not more perverted. It's because some dude.
Are you feeling yourself because you've done it? Now you have the power of the cock?
First of all, 1,000,000%. Now I know exactly what it's like to be a man, with no exception whatsoever. It feels really, really amazing. You guys, like, there's no parallel experience. Well, that's not true.
Like,
there's
a parallel experience. Beat the shit out of her and wrote an hour.
But I couldn't let that text stand. It was like, it was so filthy. It was like, I want to put my cock inside you. Like, get out of here, Lewis, with your filth.
It's pretty filthy for
middle
your boss.
School filth.
For your boss.
Yeah, it's pretty filthy. I mean, I just like the idea that is, it's funny that you're like on this peg high.
Yeah, she really is.
You know, because I understand that. Like, you know, if you get that.
Well, it's a little niche.
You've wielded the, you know, the Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
You know what it's like.
It's just how, this is what it's like to be a dude. Yeah. We're powerful and awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get it now? Do you under-fucking-stand what it's like to be a fucking man and just to penetrate and be
you know
how does that feel?
You wonder why we male-splain. Yeah. This is why.
You know what's funny about pegging, though?
This is
like,
why. Mansplain.
I understand what it's like for men to fuck with a condom on, because when you're pegging, obviously it's not my real dick. And I you can't feel it.
But there's still the power. Forget the feeling
for
you.
It's the power dynamic.
It's the power of using your fucking rod.
Obviously.
To cause that much pleasure.
Now imagine putting a condom on it. And then when the guy turns around, just throw it away. Then you feel awesome.
And then you go adopt a baby.
Also, I will say, if anybody pretends that they can't tell that the condom ripped, I just want, this is for the women out there listening to the show. If you ever heard a guy pretend or say that he didn't feel the condom, he is lying to you.
Yeah.
The difference, it's, I'm talking about, it's like being asleep, like dead asleep, and then fucking having like a fucking flashlight shine in your eyeballs. Yeah. It is so extreme.
Especially upon climax.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, man, this is like, I don't even know if this is good or bad. You know, you're like,
really?
I'm fucking, it tickles, it hurts.
Like,
it's fucking, you're like with a condom on, you're like, okay, the cum has happened. Like it's one sensation.
Yeah.
Now you're dealing with a whole head that's, you know, just, alive to the world.
Yeah. And then you pull out and it's all shredded. It looks like the guy that got hit by the car at the end of RoboCop.
It's exactly.
Wow.
Wait, what?
You know the guy that gets hit by the car?
What the fuck is wrong with your dick?
Everything.
His dick explodes.
My dick doesn't look any different after I come.
With like the shredded condom on it.
The shredded condom. Oh, I get it now.
Okay. Right. Your dick looks like that tattoo. That cat octopus.
Coming without a condom is kind of like, you ever see those videos of the babies where they get the ear implant and they can hear again? that's the difference between penises. You're like the baby's like looking around like, I heard row your boat. That's a gross dick. If that's what your dick looks like, man, I don't know.
After a condom breaks.
That's more than a condom breaking. That's dipping your dick in the fucking, ground beef.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen and lady, let's take a quick moment from all of this craziness and talk about Blue Chew, which I got to be honest with you. Imagine.
The one day we don't need it.
All right.
Listen, I cannot stay hard.
Know. Seriously, Karen, all of that pegging. Imagine you had Blue Chew. Imagine what you would have done to this man's asshole had you had a little bit of Blue Chew
in
your life.
Sometimes you just end up poking someone's rectum with a soft dick.
That's true.
It's I need a fucking Blue Chew.
Exactly. Blue Chew, let me tell you something. It is the best performance enhancement drug in the fucking world, okay? Fuck steroids. Fuck TRT.
Have you used it?
Yeah, I use Blue Chew. I'm becoming addicted to it.
Really?
I eat it like candy, baby boy.
Do you?
And give me like, you know, are you lasting longer, just in more intensity?
More intense. My penis is as hard as it's ever been. Wow. It's fucking like a bam, like a fucking rod.
More sessions, too.
And more sessions. So if you want to go two or three sessions, easy. Easy at a night. I'm talking about fucking easy. Like, not a problem. I already have a major libido. This is not about... this is not about having erectile dysfunction. It also can help with erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's better. It makes sex better, okay? Especially if you've been with a chick for a little while and you find, like, so you're married for 10 years and you're like, it's just not working the same way it used to. Well, guess what? Take a little Blue Chew. There we go. Now you're back in, baby boy.
What does it taste like?
Like blue raspberry. Yeah, it's delicious.
Can women eat it?
Women can eat it.
Really? What does it do?
It makes your clit enlarge, but...
No shit.
It's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Yeah, so I don't know actually what it does for women, but I'm talking to the guys out there that want to fuck better. This is what you got to do. You got to go to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com right now. And if you use the promo code RAP, we're actually going to give you a free trial of Blue Chew. You can try it out for free. Pay $5 shipping. You do the prescription online. It comes right to your door. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. All nice and discreet in a package in your fucking mailbox. You got a bigger, harder dick. Bigger, harder dick in your mailbox. Say that 3 times fast. Bigger, harder dick in my mailbox. Bigger, harder dick in my mailbox.
You,
bigger, harder dick in my mailbox.
You all Blue Chew. All three of you Blue Chew.
I've never done it. This is why I'm asking the question. I'll give you some. So yeah, please. Thank you.
I've blued it and chewed it.
Blued it and chewed it.
Blued it and chewed it, baby boy.
And then blued it all over somebody's.
Once again, it's BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP for a free trial and get the best dick you've ever wanted. All right, where were we? Karen, what happened here now? You see, you were dating a guy and he wanted to be pegged.
Yeah.
How does that even come up? How does he? Because he brings it up. You don't bring it up.
Of course not. So he actually, like, this is really admirable. It was the first time we ever hooked up, which I like. It took like months from when we met. I'm like not like so hookup-y. And he like was really, really relentless. And eventually I was like, all right. I was like sad over a previous breakup. And I was like.
He was relentless as in?
Would DM me and text me, you know.
To hook up or to go out?
You know, if I wanted to go out, we could have gone out. But I was like, this is not going to be a thing.
How did
I specifically
you meet him?
Was like, at
salami aisle at the supermarket.
He was testing out sizes. Just going through, I don't know, a little big.
In the cucumber bin.
Yeah.
At a friend's birthday party.
A whole aisle.
Look at the baseball bats and sports sections.
He's rubbing them against his face. Yeah. I don't know, man. This is a little thick.
We met at a mutual friend's birthday party. Like, just to the, random.
The butcher. You have anything in a thinner variety? What? I don't know if that's how you do meat.
So you met him at a friend's birthday party.
Yeah,
and then,
it was
all
like really random.
And then he starts hitting you up and being like, we want to hook up,
So right. He was like, immediately when we met, like the night we met, he's like, let me get your number. And I was like, no, absolutely not. I don't know you. I was like, I don't know you. I thought he was so
but
funny.
But are you single?
Like,
no.
You're single. Are you single and attracted to him?
I wasn't initially that attractive.
That's
he's a
why.
Really attractive. Well,
like
let me put
thing.
It like this. But he's a really attractive guy, but I was like getting
from
over.
Behind.
I was getting over an ex, and you know when you're like,
did
getting
you do
over
the thing
ex?
Where you pretended he was somebody else while you pegged him?
No.
Oh, you really missed that opportunity. Wow. You don't have really? No idea what it's like to be a guy.
No. No.
She's
it's
still
like,
learning.
I was
She's
locked
learning.
And loaded. I was like hard eye contact. Like,
how'd you stay hard? Oh, all right.
Wait, was he bent over or was he on his back?
We've done it every way.
Yeah, she's going to get into it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, a million ways. But anyway.
But I'm telling you, what I'm bothered by is then you're like, well, he wanted to go out and you're like, I don't go out. I just got to.
Okay,
no, you weren't attracted.
Don't immediately internalize this. Well, here's the thing.
He did.
I'm just saying, like, you know, he asked you out. Give the guy, you say no.
I said no.
You said no.
I was like, no.
Come on, don't take it in hungrily.
And I was like initially like, no. And then he was like, well, DM me, whatever. All right. So I was really aggressive. Here's the thing. We ended up dating and like falling in love and dating for a while.
Okay.
And I thought he was the hottest shit ever. Like super attracted to him. Amazing chemistry. Like was really so in love with him.
Yeah.
But upon first meeting, I was like,
sense.
Yeah,
makes
not
sense.
So much. Right. Yeah.
So
I just thought he was like kind of corny.
That's
and I was
how
like,
fucking
ugh, whatever.
Women are.
So
women are
I was like,
just...
whatever. And we have to be that way. Like there's constant dick flying at us. We have to be a little discerning. So I was like, no, no, no. Months go by. Eventually, I'm so broken up about previous boyfriend, whatever. And so I was like, I'll hook up with this guy. He's like hot enough. Been checking out his Instagram for 2 months. And I'll just like have an experience and I'll maybe get over, you know, whatever. I'll just have this new experience. So I go over there and we're like fooling around or whatever. And it was like weird and good and fun. And in the middle of it, he's like,
wait a minute, I'm sorry. I missed a part of this. I'm sorry. What? How?
She was broken up over the relationship.
Broken up over somebody else.
Looking at his Instagram, goes, you know what? I'm going to hook up with this guy.
Yes, that's right. I was like, fine, I'll come over.
Okay, so and this is the first time you've hooked up.
The first time we've hooked up.
That's all I missed. I just want to make sure it's the first time.
Mm-hmm. I was so nervous. I never do this. I don't really hook up. I was so nervous to go over there and hook up with this guy. Because I was like, I'm going to go have sex with this person. Mm.
This is
and I was,
making me hurt.
I was scared. So I get there. He's like, made food. I couldn't eat. I couldn't even eat a bite of food. I couldn't drink
better.
Wine.
It's the perfect
I
woman.
I was scared.
It's the perfect
woman. She knew that was going in her butt.
Yeah.
No eating for me.
I was like terrified.
Boy, I should have eaten.
Yeah.
So we go and
chili dogs and prune juice.
Huh? I mean, you have no idea.
So, all right. So you go in the bedroom, you start hooking up.
Right? Where I was like, this is fun. And then he got up to do something or whatever. And he just like offhand was like, I'm into some weird shit. And I gave him like the line I gave you, right? I was just like, all right. Like everybody's into weird shit, right? Like hang out with comics.
He said it the first time you hooked up on the weird shit.
It's actually so brave. I respect it too. And he told
good
me it was the first time.
Good for him.
It was the first time he'd ever been up front like that with a girl.
How old is he? Age range.
Mid-30s.
Yeah. This guy knows what he likes. Karen is an open, and comics in general are like not, we're judgy, but we're also like, yeah, do what the fuck.
Yeah, but it's like, also, nothing's that weird to me anymore. Like, not just from comedy, but I've lived in New York since I was 18.
Can I
like,
say this?
Whatever.
It's not that weird that he gets pegged, in my opinion.
He'd never gotten pegged before me.
Oh, I'm sorry,
me.
That he wanted to be pegged.
Yes.
Right. That's the line. I never come from a blowjob either until I was 25. Yeah. Every girl heard that from me as well.
Well, I just think none of this is weird. Like, to me, like,
I think
it's weird that he would tell you on the first time hooking up that he's into getting pegged.
I think it's so brave.
Continue the story,
because
I want to hear how he.
I think it'd be weirder if he did it in the texting leading up to it.
Well, yeah,
I think he's got you
that.
In the room. He's like, okay, here's how I play the game.
He was sweet though, and he was like a little bashful about it, and it was sweet. And he was like, and I was like, what's that weird? You know, get out of here. I was like, no, it's pretty weird. And I was like, what? You have to tell me now.
He was bashful. If I got pegged, I would also experience every emotion of the Seven Dwarfs. I'd be angry. I'd be happy. I'd be a little dopey.
You're actually kind of spot on.
I'm bleeding. I need a doc.
What is the show?
Awesome. That's what it is.
So anyway, so long story short, he's like, I'm into pegging. And I was like, oh.
So that's exactly what he said.
He said, I'm into pegging. And you know what? Initially, it took me back a slight bit because no one had ever said that to me. And I didn't really know what the expectation was. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, okay. And I it's not that it's unacceptable or whatever. I like literally didn't know how to react. So I was like, all right. And then.
Had you already fucked at this point?
No, but then we did fuck. No, regular
fun
sex,
good sex.
Honestly, really fun. Okay. And for a first time, it's not that I've had so many first times, but they tend to be a little awkward or whatever. And it was like honestly really fun. We had a great time. We had great chemistry. I was like, wow, damn. So I end up staying the night, and I'm like a skittish weirdo. I'm already like I've already written him off, by the way, because I'm like he's not a comic. I'm still hung up over my ex. This is going to be nothing. This guy is like...
He wants me to fuck him in the ass.
This is a little out there. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I end up staying the night. I was going to not. I was going to peace
out. What's
out
there? His prolapsed anus?
Ugh, don't turn me on.
Well, what's funny, you're turned on by it now. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, I am still in love with him.
I'm doing a thing, guys.
Sorry.
This is someone I'm like
dance.
Still in love with and had like a deep connection with. Mm-hmm. And like it turned into a whole thing. It's true. We were like up in each other for a hot second.
Okay.
It was so fun.
Continue. All right,
he's
so you
hot.
He's
so fun.
Okay, you
so
sleep
I sleep
over.
So I sleep over, like against my judge. I can't wait to fucking leave.
Every man is masturbating to this story. All the fans that are listening to this
really?
Right now, they're currently
the pegging story?
They have a finger in their butt and they're fucking vigorously jerking.
I hope so, man. Jerking. Good
I
for
mean,
you guys.
It's lucky that I'm here. I call myself the Rosa Parks of male ass play on my podcast.
Do you?
Do you? So yeah, you fuck around. You get.
I've had
butt
fucking
with.
Shit up my ass while I play. What I fucking
pegged?
Shit.
You've been pegged?
I've had that happen. I'm okay with it.
No shit.
Dude, I didn't even know you were bringing. I thought you were sneak attacking me with
I'm not sneak attacking anything with you, baby boy.
But
I like
to me,
I don't have a problem with men being pegged. Okay.
Why would you?
There's not an issue with this at all. People have, everyone's on the spectrum of like fucking just depravity, right? We're all a little depraved.
100%.
Some people, when they get fucked from behind and yes. a man can see their asshole, they go, oh my God, this is the, like, that's
that used
some
to be
women,
me.
Right?
It used to be me. Yes. Because it's, you know, you're like, this is private.
Of course. But then some people like to fucking, you know, fucking public. Sure. I like to fuck in public. Some people like to get pegged. So it just depends on where your depravity lies. So I don't judge anybody.
What I've found is that women are more judgmental of it than men.
Really?
What I've found as far as like ass play stuff. Mm. Like I think men are like, I've had girls come up to me at shows and they're like, thank you so much, Rosa Parks. And I go, and then they'll like look at their boyfriend and then look at me and I'll be like, yeah. Oh, I see. They're putting fingers up each other's ass. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's like, yeah. And it's like,
I've had a finger.
A finger's a minimum. You just try it.
Finger.
The problem is, if a woman doesn't know how to finger me properly, okay,
yeah,
it gets all fucking sore. It hurt. You have to actually have technique.
You gotta talk it out.
I've had a couple. I've been fingered at like a, you know, a couple times, like rub and tug place. I got fingered, this chick fingered this Russian broad.
Was it by request or she just kind of went to town?
She started to play with it, and then I presented a little more for her. Like, she's fucking
start
ready.
Moving over.
Yeah, dude.
Pushing into it.
Twerk. Dude, and this chick, she got her finger up there, and whatever she was doing, she did it.
Yeah.
She knew
there
how to do it.
There is a right way, and there is a wrong way.
Well, what bothers me is like...
there is no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
You'd be
well,
shocked.
Sometimes women will be like, well, what are you doing? It's like, we've been Googling shit for years. Google.
Yeah. Yeah, just fucking do it. I can't just jam my fucking finger on a girl's cunt and be like, ah, that's going to suck. There's technique involved. And it's the same thing with a man's asshole. But the problem is women don't really have experience fingering.
Right.
So what they do is...
I didn't know. They just took me a while.
Yeah, you start jamming your fucking fingers.
Well, they're like you at 16. What were you doing?
Well,
you
know, same thing.
There's a ball in here.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we went right from regular sex to pegging. Like there was a whole.
There was a whole.
There was a whole
journey.
All day, Karen. I love your fucking pun.
Oh, kill me.
She's so good at comedy.
How'd you know?
I know. So hold on. So talk to me. So you mentioned the pegging the first night, and.
And by the way, this is someone that I like really love and care about and respect.
All right,
like,
we stop with the prefaces. We know you're afraid he's going to hear this. We know.
I'm not afraid. I mean, look, these are my stories too, so I can talk about whatever. I'm not identifying anybody. I've never out anybody, but yeah, he's like a really fucking dope ass dude, and we had an amazing time. So anyway,
dope ass dude. That's his podcast. I like this guy. I like his style.
Guys knows how to do a nickname. Holy shit.
So it goes like this. So he brings it up. We have sex. Really fun. I sleep over. He's immediately like. To where I was at the time
in the
relationship,
he's like, sausage.
He was he was really into me off the bat, and it freaked me the fuck out. Right. So the next morning, he was like, "Are you seeing anybody else? Like, what if you just didn't? Like, what if we? What if you just hooked up with girls?" I was putting on my shoes. He knelt in front of me and was like, "What if you only hooked up with girls? If you had to hook up with somebody else?" And I was like, "Homie, I just met you. I was in a relationship for almost a decade. I am not committing to this. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. I don't even know you.
You hook up with girls too? Is that why you said that?
On occasion, but not enough for someone to be like, "What if you just did that?" Like,
but he knew a lot about you.
No, he didn't. He was literally just throwing it out there.
But he said, what if you only hooked up with
but
girls?
But he felt a connection with you.
I hooked up with one girl.
Hold on, let me say this. Sometimes.
Well, there was a connection there, yes, 100%.
If you hook up with somebody, look, I've hooked up with a lot of people in my life.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a connection with every person you hook up with.
Right.
You know, you don't like, you can.
It sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes you really go like, fuck, dude, I'm really into this chick. Fuck, like, what's going on? And
sometimes the carrot doesn't fit.
This is why I always get into like long-term fucking relationships. And because I end up feeling that and then I don't fight it.
Yeah,
and I think women... You guys fight that more than maybe guys? Guys just sort of let it
happen. It freaked me out immediately. And also, I have not really had sex with enough people to know how rare that kind of connection is. And he has. So, you know, and this is kind of the story of my life. Is like I'm super inexperienced in terms of like numbers. And so people just have a read on the relationship before I do. You know what I mean? So I just don't have that much experience with it. So I think, it was fun. And there was this little connection. And I just like... Yeah.
But you were being that's very rational the way you reacted. I would have been like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I was like, this is too much, homie. Yeah. Like we just hooked up once. This is I'm probably never gonna see you again.
So all right, so what happens next? And when's the next time you saw him?
So a couple weeks after that, he ends up coming over my apartment. And he shows up. I was, oh God, been like out all day in like New Jersey. Finally got in.
You're
he comes
like,
over.
Why
like,
doesn't your bike have a seat?
So he comes over and he's like this like gorgeous guy. He
why are you walking my... backwards at me going beep, beep?
I tell the story.
Oh, shit.
So he comes over and he's like, I'm coming over. I'm like, all right. And he comes over with a duffel bag. Full.
No. Not going to hockey practice.
A duffel bag full of a menagerie of drugs and dildos and various accoutrements.
Drugs and dildos.
So this guy came fucking
best. He was.
And by the way, you know what wasn't in that bag?
What?
Brass knuckle.
He's an adult. He knows better.
I don't believe that he'd never done it before when he brought it up to you.
I don't think so. I mean, we kind of like, you know, I get it because you guys, you have to take my word.
Tools?
He didn't go
there's
to like Ace Hardware.
There's a difference
between.
Yeah, they
don't sell the pre-kit like you.
It wasn't pegging stuff. It was ass stuff. So there's a difference between having had your ass. Yeah, you don't know that there's harnesses, the whole gear that's you know, you can't just, that's a whole thing.
Okay, all right.
And you
I'm
have
sorry.
To come prepared and everything. So it's okay. There, you know, there's a difference
it's
between
like it's my first
having
just
your ass
out.
Played with and getting pegged. Like those are, pegging is like kind of its own thing, right? It's like really, it's like the absurd conclusion of ass play. Like, so it wasn't that, but it was like, there was a lot of butt options that he came with, and I'd never done drugs the way that he did drugs, because he did it with mouth and nose. Well, he would do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this, and I'd always just done kind of one thing per night. You know what I mean? Like someone would have some blow and we'd do that, or you know, it's New Year's Eve, we're all doing Molly. Like I've done that kind of thing, but I'd never done the thing where you do like a little mushrooms, a little ketamine, a little like Molly, this and that, and it's like it's a whole experience.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because it puts you into this state that's like this really surreal dreamlike state, and this night is just endlessly long and you're with this person and time is suspended and almost anything goes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's this little like intimate cocoon. So this is the environment that I find myself in with him night two that we're hooking up. So he's coming with all this stuff, and my biggest concern, like I thought he was so hot, I was excited that he was there.
Shit on the sheets.
No, I didn't want to hurt him. Like I was like, what if I hurt you? And it wasn't. So initially,
and he was like, no, I won't be hurt. It's just my first time.
Okay, but you know what? Later on, like months after that, like maybe close to a year after that, he told me that I had hurt him. And it was like my fear. Like when we were fooling around, I was like looking at him. I couldn't stop staring at his face. I wanted to just really make sure. I went to see his reaction. Like, I'm like, what am I doing to this person?
So you, first time you, all right. Keep on.
I wasn't fucking him that night. I've never done this. I've never done this. No one's ever brought this
so
up to me.
So he's leading you through this, you know, this progression of ass play.
And as he's leading me through it, he's also like exploring it himself, right? He's like, I've always wanted to do this, 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 and this. Why don't we try this?
Why
this
was
is
it
not
that
comfortable?
He was so
let's
comfortable
do this
with you versus like
I'm the best. I am the best. I'm like a comfortable ass, down ass bitch.
I think. Well,
and
that,
I'm
that's
fun
why,
as hell.
But I think he like kind of like to me. It sounds like he targeted you as someone that he could be open with.
Yeah, but how could he have targeted me? We were strangers a couple weeks before that.
Well, I'm just saying. Like he saw. Like I'm just saying. Like when.
What do you mean by that exactly?
You meet in person, then you do the DMs and stuff. And I'm not saying it's you're wrong or anything
was
like that.
A
I'm
fan
just
of,
saying.
Like,
you know
comedy?
What's funny?
Is he a comedy fan? Is that how he knew of you?
He kind of became a fan of me through having met me that first time. He, like, looked at my shit or whatever and was like, you're funny, whatever. But, oh, my God, what'd you just say?
To me, if you were...
Oh, grooming. You know what's funny? I had asked him that, too. I was like, how did you know that I would be so receptive to this?
Yeah.
And I'm, like, such an open-minded person. I'm actually, like, the perfect person for this because I am so open and I am... But I also, like, my lay count is so low. I'm, like, such a, like, borderline virgin, but I'm, like, so down for who I'm down for. Like, how did you know that would be me?
He had to have known that.
And he was, like, I didn't. I just, like, took a chance on you.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't want...
Well, look, he threw it out there that first night, and if I'd shut it down, that would have been a clear sign, oh, she's not going to be
of
the
course.
One for this.
But I'm just saying, at 35 years old, a man who is into ass play and shows up with a kit... I believe that this man has been pegged before in his life. That's all I'm saying.
I believe him when he says that he hadn't.
You know better than I do. So I'm just going based on, like, if I'm a detective and I'm hearing
look,
his story.
Look, I will give you this. I am sure. I'm sure. He's someone who keeps a lot inside, so to speak. I know it's like a pun, but I'm just gonna beat you to it.
Yes.
It's like give everything a fucking I death say. Attack. She's dropping
gold every other minute on the show.
Oh my god, it's like painful to do the show.
Fucking Karen, awesome.
So there's a lot he's not told me. I think he's got his shit that he's trying to work out or whatever. Which, you know, that's fine. I respect that, but he's for sure had experiences he's never spoken to me about. And I'm not even going to speculate on the show what that is.
No, you shouldn't. But I'm just saying, if I was a detective and I would say, I just don't buy that this guy's never done ass play stuff.
I'm with you.
And it's not important to the story. I want to hear what happened here.
I think he's done ass play stuff. I don't think he's been fucked like that before. Okay. I think he's... Maybe that's it.
Maybe he...
Actually, I know he's done ass stuff before. We fucking have discussed it.
But this isn't a judgment on him being a good or bad person or anything. No. I'm just saying, like,
no, of course
when
not.
You tell this story, I'm like, I understand how this kind of came together. I'm like, you're a down chick. He's heard you maybe on some podcast or saw your comedy and was like, oh, this is someone that's not going to, like, laugh in my face, and then
I didn't laugh at his face.
He laughed at the back of his head.
to bring it in the second time to come in, like it was.
He was like, "Let's try this," and it was like it wasn't full on pegging. Obviously, like I don't know how to do it. It was like finger stuff. He brought a pair of gloves. I remember it was like these kitchen gloves that were super aggressive, and I was like, "Holy shit!" I was like, "I'm gonna hurt you. I'm actually gonna hurt you." He was like, "Try it," and I was like, "Okay." So I did, and then like, that's when. Months later, dishes. He was like, that did actually hurt. He was like, those gloves didn't work
out. That's not ass play. That's household cleaning. What am I doing right now?
Yo, and
give her a duster, vacuum cleaner.
It's so intimate to do that with somebody. And it was so outside of my realm of experience thus far that, you know, I think he and I had that in common. Probably like all of us do is like novelty does something to you, right? And this was so new and so different than anything I'd ever experienced. And it really also snapped me out of missing my ex, you know, because this is just so consuming. Like, how do you think about anything else now?
So this first day, it was just fingers, there was no objects.
I can't remember if it was objects. It might have been like small, like a butt plug or something.
Okay, and then how did it jump from there? So now you're seeing each other, and now you're like, this is a fucking crazy experience.
Then we fall intensely in love.
We're holding hands to the park.
We are
He's
stupid
got a broomstick
in love.
Up his ass.
I've always been friends first with people. So I'd never had an experience where I hooked up with someone and then fell in love with them and got to know them.
Right.
I've always just known someone and then one thing leads to another. So this was all new for me and I was all over the place. Like, I'd never had these feelings before. This was really, really intense. It's like this intense physical relationship and then all of a sudden I like love this guy.
All right,
guy.
Stop with all the chick fucking context.
Here's what I'm saying.
Come on, listen, lady, we got fucking 15 minutes. Smash cut.
Yeah. Oh my God, boys are so annoying.
We gotta get to the shit.
How do you
all right?
talk to a man?
This is how you can tell women are so judgmental of each other. She's gotta give this whole thing. No, we loved each other.
No, you don't understand. Like, we loved the connection.
When did he start going?
I have one. Okay.
Here's why.
Fuck me like a bitch.
Here's why I would even say all that, because it was not just someone being like, I'm into pegging, and I'm like, all right, let's fuck. Let's just like fuck and fuck. The fucking someone in the ass like that when you love them is so fucking intense.
If you say the word love one more time, I'm going to fucking kill you.
I don't think I could even
do that. This is not about love. Do you think that this is a love story we're telling right now on the Real Ass Podcast?
This is a beautiful... This is going to be a screenplay.
Are you still together?
No. He broke up with me after he helped me move. Like, the day after he helped me move to Brooklyn.
Why did he end it? What did he say?
He said he didn't see a future with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he say it with his butt?
I wish.
Like Ace Ventura. I don't see a future with you. Oh, I'm sorry.
And you know what? That
feed me. Feed me, Seymour.
I couldn't. I was honestly, I was so shocked. I was a little bit so shocked.
I'm afraid we've reached the end.
Dude, nothing. You know how insulting it is when you put it on someone that good and you put on such a show for them, like epic. Okay, not to toot my own horn, so to speak.
Toot his horn.
But I did an amazing fucking job.
You got into it. That's what he...
What a nice thing.
Before the breakup, but let's back up.
Let's.
First time you pegged him.
I know, I heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first time you pegged him.
Uh-huh.
How did this... You guys... Did you talk about it one night? You're like, all right, we're going to go with the full-fledged pegging.
Okay, so we were doing our usual fun, long... weird party night, and this was like kind of the basis of this relationship. And I think he was just like, let's try
I'm concerned for you. This does not sound like a healthy relationship.
Sounds like a lot of drugs.
It sounds like a lot of crazy drugs and butt play.
And mixing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is why I had to have the whole love caveat, because it does sound like a... Yeah, it was all that. It was all that. It was it was a little nuts. Yeah,
it's
it was a lot.
Yeah, well, that's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
As your friend, I'm going like, I was like,
it's not
if I was your friend at the time, I would go, I don't know that this is a healthy relationship for you, Karen.
You know what? It wasn't. The drugs, it wasn't. But here's the thing.
Shit in your fingernails.
He is... He and I met each other. Yeah, you're right. It's probably this wasn't a long term thing.
I'm not shitting on him. I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm just saying, like, I've had some unhealthy relationships where me and girls have just done drugs all night together and fucked and like.
And then you walk away from me, you're like, this can't be the rest of my life. This is a fun moment, but it's not.
There was more to the relationship than that, but we did that a lot. And yeah, there's a cost to that for sure. Like, yeah, there were points at which, because we were on again and off again for a while.
That's the cost of that.
Mad constipation is like cost number one, but also you burn out. We broke up and got back together like 4 or 5 times because you can't keep that intensity up.
And it's also like you're like, oh my god, another night of this. I need.
And every
3
time you
off.
Fucked, every time you it. Fucked, did you peg him or did you?
No, it wasn't. Yes. Oh, we got into all kinds of crazy shit every single time. That was what we did. We like were. It was a
was
really
shared
exploratory.
Interest.
Relationship, not just in that, but like we were always like on self development stuff. Like it was always like, let's try the new next thing and stuff. I know. I'm boring the shit out of you.
She's gonna.
I know.
We were helping each other realize.
It's like the gayest part of this whole podcast. Me talking about how much I love this guy.
I've been waiting a half an hour to find out if he was on his back and you hold on to his dick like when you ride a mechanical bull.
Yes.
I've been waiting for a half an hour.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was, yeah. But not the first time. I didn't get that technique down till the end. So that I worked up to like really being like a goddess of doing
How
this.
How big was the first time you pegged him? And did you have multiple dildos that you wore?
Yeah, but
sizes
they were all,
for
they were
different
fairly...
days of the week.
This guy is a pro. Yeah, I love you, Karen, but he's a fucking pro. You do realize you're such a sweet girl, but you are so naive if you think this guy has not been fucked in the ass a billion times.
And you loving him.
This is
him,
what he does.
And the thing is, you keep making this connection between him loving you and whether, you know, and I understand
that
you feel...
No, I didn't make that connection. You're making that
He's
connection.
The but Dexter of butt play. You're the Rosa Parks of butt play. This guy's fucking Dexter. He's the ice truck killer.
Well, he does put down plastic.
But I'm saying, like, it's okay that he had these experiences before, but it does. I'm with you. It sounds like...
No way.
It sounds like this was worked up to in his plan all along.
And maybe it turns him on. Hold on. Part of the fantasy in his mind, maybe. I don't even really fault this because he's being pegged. I don't even think that's a real manipulation since he's the one who's getting fucking his asshole destroyed. But I feel like it's fucking crazy. I don't remember the point I was going to make. My mind is blown right now. My mind is blown.
Yeah. Well, his was too.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. All right. So I was... Maybe part of the fantasy for him is going through those motions
with
of exploring
me.
It with a girl, and you know,
maybe
you've never done anything like that before, and he, you know, the virgin thing of working up to it,
getting to be coy about
it. Yeah, it's a part of the fantasy of like I'm doing this now.
Maybe it's part of the submissive fantasy.
Yeah, it could easily be part of the submissive fantasy. I'm just saying, with as extreme as you're describing it, dude, fucking rape dicks. You know, let's rape dick it.
Yeah, but you
let's
know,
rape dick it. Hold on.
Okay.
Rape.
Such a trash show.
Rape. All I know is ball. Good. Rape.
We got a rape ticket. Is this a rape? Was somebody raped here? And now who's being raped? He's manipulating her, but he's getting pegged. So is this some sort of cross-canceling out rape?
It was so hot. We really had such a good time in his butt.
Do you miss it now?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I miss him. Yeah. And I miss fooling around, and I miss all of it. I miss the not pegging. I miss the pegging part.
You gotta find another guy willing to be pegged.
You know, everybody said, people keep saying that, but it's not my ambition to find a new guy to peg. It's like pegging itself is neither here nor there for me.
Free to let you peg him.
I was just into this guy.
You got a girlfriend now?
I have to really be into somebody. I don't just want
to
peg someone willingly.
To you, it was the connection.
Yes,
and then
100%.
All of it was like, you know, he's being vulnerable, the whole thing.
It makes an already intense connection
the
so much more intense.
The workup part makes sense to me. Yeah. Like, it all tracks.
Yeah.
Well, by the end of it, you know, you get you get into it pretty quick.
Can I tell you sort of the way he left you too, or the way it ended? In my opinion, that's the biggest thing of all that I think it was that, because whatever that thing of like going through the whole process and you exploring it, discovering it, like he's obviously a fucking sexual freak and sex is very important to him.
Yeah.
So once that stopped being a thing, now it's no longer a new thing. It's no longer this like. Then
he needs the hit of the drug again.
Yeah. And he loses. And that's not a knock on you at all. That's just like the regular male version of that is you start fucking your wife once a week, once a month, once every 3 months. You stop having sex. And then most people are just dead inside. And that's the way their marriages are. I think sex is that important to him that he was like, I need to move on because I've sort of run through every bit of thing that we're going to do.
I think he needed to move on because there was something really, I think it was a lot of intensity for him and there was something uncomfortable about reaching that level of how real it got.
But he brought you into that intensity. He's the one that got on the knee the first night.
Yeah, but we also ramped it up, like, you know, by the end, and I mean right the night before the end, I guess I had just like never fucked him like that, and I like really went all out. And
what's all out? What's the
all out means? All
is this
out
conversation
means...
beginning? Let's half the shit. By the way,
yeah, I swear to God, I have to
oh
shit.
Oh my God,
the whole time, the whole
that's
time.
So funny, I don't do butt stuff myself because I always feel like I have to shit. I just like can't take it. It's not for me. It's like not pleasant.
So the last time you did it, it was like Khal Drogo when he took fucking.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how you go up from the pegging. Like, how does it get more intense?
She really fucking
really.
Look, I'm gonna explain it right now. There's pegging in a semantic sense. Where you put on a strap on, you fuck somebody in the ass. But I remember the first couple times I did it, it's not easy. It's not, first of all, it's not, I'm a small girl and,
yeah, you are.
You know, I like tall dudes and everything.
Yeah,
and he's a big guy and it's
climb that mountain.
It's not physically easy or obvious how this is done. Like, where do I get leverage? Like, I'm slipping all over the place.
Welcome to the world of fucking fat girls.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, really?
Welcome to the world of trying to fuck a fat girl.
It is not.
How do you even get in there?
Here's the hardest part, okay? It's not even the physical part. You figure that out. Just angles or trial and error.
What's his dick?
The hardest part is the whole attitude switch between... You know, like
develop the callus.
I'm
his asshole looked like the calluses you get on your hands when you work out too much.
Aww.
It's like Bisping's ears.
Yeah, a cauliflower asshole.
His asshole was perfect and pristine. Yeah. It had a perfect asshole. All
right, good.
But it's not just about physically putting something in someone's ass. It's about
emotionally putting something in someone's ass.
Exactly, and it's about being really, really hyper dominant and in like you know. Someone can tell immediately if you're full of shit.
Oh, there
shit.
We go.
Oh, yeah. There he is. Oh, my God. They showed that on TV? God.
No, they didn't show that.
This is porn.
But that's actually
pretty well made.
Good for them.
Oh, my God.
Look at her. No facial expression.
Oh, she loves it. There we go.
Whoever made this is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Good for them. They're like, seeing him fuck wasn't enough. I need to see the insertion.
But anyway, the point is this. It took me more than a year of us dating and fooling around, also just like me, like growing up as a person, to even be a person who could be that dominant towards somebody else while we fucked.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'd never done that. And I've always taken like a very feminine role. You know, like that's who I've always been with is like a guy who, and it's not, he was like that too sometimes. But then when we switch like that, now it's my turn and it's not. That's a whole mental
thing.
Did
he act feminine at all? Like, did he wear...
No, it wasn't like that.
If there's a dildo going in your ass and you moan at all, I would say that's acting feminine. If you go, ooh.
I don't think so, man. Ooh. It was... He didn't deeper. Act feminine, but...
Fucking put it in deeper, daddy.
Lewis is like, the only way this works is if he's yelling like... Yeah. I play video games. Yeah. I like sports.
I have a human son.
Time with my grandpa.
Yo, I'm cool with it as long as he yells out, you know, WWE characters. Yeah, that's cool.
Fishing.
Fly fishing.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a boat.
But the point
one
of it,
day I buy a boat.
The point of it is this. I fully came into like my full dominatrix goddess.
I fully came into my full butthole.
I was dressed in a whole fucking thing, a whole getup.
None outfit, but go ahead.
Whatever.
That's my fantasy.
And it was like a sexy little time. And I was like, get over here. I'm like smacking him around and stuff. And he wanted me to be violent.
How big was the biggest dildo?
Isn't that huge? It was like the size of like a averagely big dick.
Okay.
It wasn't like
5 inches.
God bless you. I don't know. It was like, what is it? Like an 8-incher, 7-8-incher. It wasn't crazy. It looked like a real dick.
And you did it every way. The first time you pegged him, how did you insert your penis into him?
I think he was on his back. I can't remember.
That's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm. And we did it multiple, like, trial and error, really, homie.
Love her.
There.
What a great ending to the story.
It really is. Beautiful.
How long have you guys been broken up for?
You keep I like the song too. As we end the show, this is
I just
be...
feel like not that long. Like a month.
You broke up a month ago.
He broke up with me. Yeah. He really fucking hurt my feelings. And he did it in a way that like was really, he just like really shut me down.
Just out of nowhere. There was no discussion. There was no.
This song's also playing at his place right now while another chick fucks him in the ass and he looks out the window bored.
I hope he's living his best life.
Ugh, I gotta teach another one.
I'm so glad I had these experiences with him. It was fucking wild. It was crazy. And it opened my eyes to this whole range of not just like what people do, but what I can do. Like, I didn't know I was
Your
capable
own confidence.
Of that. I did not know I was capable of doing that in a real way. It wasn't like a fake it till you make it. Like, I was really like, get the fuck over here.
Kurt Metzger destroyed this woman. And that's really the lesson that we've learned here is just emotionally, psychologically, physically, this poor little girl. You're so nice. I love you, Karen. I would marry you tomorrow. I'd leave it all. We can go to fuck. We can go live in the Midwest together. All right. You could peg me every single fucking night. I love this girl. But you are a damaged soul, and it needs to be pointed out. Just your whole description of everything.
You know what? Aren't we all?
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the best
But time. I want you to know that this is not a romantic love story the way you... In her mind, she's telling like the fucking story of the Notebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is psychotic.
What?
I want you to know.
What?
It's fine.
You people are crazy.
But it's a bunch of
this
depravity.
Was a beautiful
It's not a beautiful story.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful story of existing for an entire relationship in somebody's butt. It was like amazing.
No, just warm in that cave.
Yes.
Cuddled up.
I know. I got a lot out of it. It was like not just the stories and the experiences, but like, you know, I talk about it on stage and stuff. It's like the most fun.
You get some jokes now. Yeah, it's good.
And I like love him so much. I hope he's living his best life.
I hope he's living his best life too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we'll speak again at some point. He's not talking to me. It's
so
crazy.
He won't even talk to you.
Here's the thing. Every other time we've broken up, which is like four other times, I broke up with him because, I don't know, some shit happened and I got my feelings hurt and I was like, I'm done. And then we get back together. This is the first time that he broke up with me. It's actually the first time I've ever been broken up with. Wow. It really, really is awful. Yeah. It is awful. It's one of the worst feelings I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah. Welcome to being a normal human.
I didn't know.
This is what it's like to be a normal human.
It really sucks.
And just not a hot little blonde girl. That's what it's like.
I didn't know. Life People hurts. Could just say no to you after you were put it down on like like that. I was like, do you not remember? The previous night, I thought we were going to get married. This is craziness.
She's got Hellboy fucking horns on. She's like,
and the big fist.
We're just done? So yeah, that's what happened. Ripped my heart into a million little
pieces. What do I do with all this equipment?
Well, I mean, yeah. We racked up some equipment together.
Dishwasher is full.
A dildo on the end of a power drill. Boom, 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 boom. I have no use for this.
Honestly, I wish we had thought of that in this relationship. That would have been a whole thing.
Just fucking 30 dildos on a chainsaw.
You guys are so fucking good at this. I wasn't even a little bit this creative.
Yeah, dude, you just rub it against his, I guess, balls. They just give him slapping into his balls over and over again.
That's an amazing idea. I wonder if we'll ever hook up again.
You want to do it? All right. Well, this has been a fun one. This has been a great show. I know it's only an hour for those of you watching and listening. I know we usually do an hour and a half. Had a little bit of limited time on today's show, but we are doing another one for Wednesday. And I'll get another one in for Thursday or for Friday somehow. Mm. Somehow, some way. Very committed. Very committed to the Real Ass listeners. All right. Wrapping this one up, make sure you guys follow everyone on social media. Karen Kardashian.
Yes, sir.
There we go. J-Train.
At Jared Fried on Instagram.
Also, if you love the show, go to GuestDigitalNetwork.com. Every episode we've ever done is available on demand at your fingertips. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. This show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and many more. Thank you for everyone that came out in Houston as well. I'll be in Nashville September 20th and 21st with Kurt Metzger. So, guys, grab tickets for that.
I got a date if I can put it
up. Of course,
there.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be in Chicago this weekend at Zany's.
Sick. Huge fan base in Chicago.
I love Chicago. And Friday's already sold out. So,
Sick.
Sunday, Saturday in Rosemont, Sunday back at Old Town Zanies. There's tickets available for those if you want to come on out.
And I'm coming out with a game and pickup product for men called The 10 Laws of Me Too. How to avoid scandal, fuck bitches, and meet the love of your life.
I say keep your eyes open. I say just Me Too bitches, because if everyone can't say you're Me Tooing them. You know, at one point they'd be like, all right, there's something going on here. There's a conspiracy. So that's my advice to men.
Okay. Well, it's actually right. It's like an actual pickup product. I'm like really excited.
All right, Karen. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're in love with your product too. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful. Go buy it.
It's so good.
All right. Goodbye, guys.